Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to De'Longhi conference call. The CEO, Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, and investor relator, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli, will present you 2011 third quarter consolidated results. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. Now I hand you over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the De'Longhi third quarterly report. Let me start with a little agenda about the main points I want to touch for the conference today. Information about the 9 months, a close up on the third quarter, and then some details about extraordinary items, and then a trading update on October. About the 9 months, the year is progressing very nicely, with the top line growing at 11% for the total group, with a good improvement at gross margin, which is up from 470 million in 2010 to 530 in 2011, with a percentage up from 44 in 2010 to 44.6 in 2011, despite the raising raw materials we are experiencing in 2011. Very strong performance at EBITDA, up from 124 to 155 this year, with an EBITDA margin of 13% versus 11%, 11.6 in 2010. The operational, the recurring, or let's say, adjusted operational result is up 30 million from 96 in 2010 to 126 in 2011, up also in percentage close to 30.7%. Obviously, the numbers are fairly in line with our targets for the year, which I remind you is a growth on a top line level of 10% and an improvement, and a further acceleration on the bottom line, or in EBITDA and EBIT, where we are experiencing stronger than ever operational leverage due to the improved gross margin. Having said that, let's have a close up on the 3 months, because the quarter is not growing at a rate similar to the 9 months. We have a top line growth at 1%. But I would like to remind you that we had already announced that we were expecting low single digit growth for the quarter due to a very tough comparison with 2010, where we grew 24% year on year in the quarter. On top of that, on the quarter, we had to face very difficult weather conditions for what matters are radiator and heating business in September, and what matters air conditioning in July and August, with a very, very late summer. The bad weather has resulted in negative sales in comfort for approximately 16 million, which is approximately minus 4% on top line for the quarter. Also, we have experienced some negative sales in Middle East, due to a very tough comparison with the same quarter last year, caused by very high inventory levels at the end of 2010, which are still impacting our selling, despite a quite good sellout of our products in the local area. Another point that I would like to remind is that one critical issue we had to face for the quarter is how to tackle the very high raw material costs and the rising costs in China and in manufacturing. And for the first time in the last years, together with growth, margin protection was mandatory for our company. And we really stressed in the quarter our ability to pass on into the market prices increases and improve our mix. Having said that I feel that we delivered very good growth in Asia and emerging markets, with obviously the exception of Middle East. Also very solid growth in Europe, resulting in an improved market share. Very strong growth at coffee, showing no sign of slowdown. And also very positive food and kitchen products, even if at lower pace versus the first 6 months. For your reference, the growth at kitchen and food, also according to GfK, was at 80% in the market in the first 6 months. Now we have a growth at 4%, but still positive markets. On top of this, we have increased our investment in advertising and increased also our presence in the stores with more promo and demo days to support our growth. In the quarter, I also would like to highlight a fantastic mix, strong growth of coffee makers, particularly in the high-end super automatic coffee makers, and also a good performance of professional division all in all. So I would describe the third quarter as an expected tough quarter for growth and margin, but has resulted, I feel, in a very good quarter for us. I think that all in all, we can consider the quarter, considering all the elements, one of the best quarters in the last years for the group. Another issue that I'd like to go over is extraordinary items. We had a negative impact on exchange rates for approximately 6 million in the quarter, which have been now reverted at 50%. So we now expect potentially a gain in the last quarter in exchange rate for approximately 3 million due to a peak in dollar to Russian ruble, dollar to real, and dollar to South African rand at the end of September, which have now been partially reverted, as said, and should translate in a profit for us. These are the only currencies that we are really not hedging, because we consider hedging this currency too expensive, and this strategy has been delivering positive profits or positive impact on our profit and loss in the last years, and we don't intend to change this, but potentially may give room to either gains or losses in the different quarters. But again, these were fully extraordinary items. The other thing is that following the decision of the separation and the listing of our professional division into a separate entity, Dyclima, based on the new business plan of the division. We have also revised evaluation of one of our assets of the division, more in detail the Longhi radiators. And in order to be aligned with the perspective of the plan, we have decided now to have a write-off for approximately 11.5 million in this quarter. It was mandatory to do it in this quarter because this is the quarter in which we have delivered to Borsa Italiana the new plan. So it was really the only way to go forward on that. But I think that it was good timing because it has really came in a moment where the group has delivered a very strong operational profitability in the quarter with a strong EBITDA, despite obviously the low growth rate. All in all, all things that now are will not happen, will not impact further in the next months. Last is update on October. I think that October is very positive for the group. We are back to growth, back to normal. The growth has been at 5%, which is exactly in line with the growth rate we need to deliver in order to achieve a 10% year-on-year growth for full year as per our say former announcements. So good growth for the for the month of October. Obviously clouds are in the sky and the markets are tough, but we feel comfortable that we should continue to grow because also we had the best month ever for Super Automatic in the month of October in terms of growth rate and also a very successful launch of the new Latissima Plus and the positive numbers coming from the main categories in food preparation, kitchen machine, and also positive numbers from professional. All in all, this is all about the performances. One more note, probably about the net financial position. Now the net financial position is negative for 21 million, which is still strong improvement versus 12 months ago, with an improvement around 90 million in 12 months. I have no more to add, and I leave the session now open for Q&A. Thank you.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register dialing star followed by one. Next question comes from Mr. Ghilotti Domenico from Equitalia. Mr. Ghilotti, please.
Hi, it's Equita SIM. Nothing to do with the inland revenue. The first question is on the industrial margin. So if you could elaborate a little bit more on the strong improvement in industrial margin in Q3. The second question is relating on the, let's say, geographical mix. So if you can elaborate not only on the Q3, but also looking at Q4 outlook on the trend, let's say, in particular for Europe, and let's say in terms of expected performance of the European markets.
Okay. Yes. About the margin, I said before, we knew that we had to face along the year stronger increases in the cost of goods sold, and we have put in place a commercial strategy aimed to offset fully the increased costs with increased prices, with new product mixes, and all these actions have really delivered a very good result. And particularly, I would say we have also dismissed some non-profitable items or far less profitable items, which have been replaced mainly by coffee makers, super automatic coffee makers, and other the new Latissima, and all this has really resulted in a very strong margin. We all know that De'Longhi is focusing more and more in the high end of the market, and also this strategy is very much in line with our long-term goal to establish more our leadership in the premium segments of the market.
So you are expecting, let's say, a trend that this trend could continue, let's say, also going forward?
I think that this quarter has been really phenomenal in this perspective, mm-hmm. because we have really carved out unprofitable spot businesses, which have also affected our top line growth in the end, and completely offset with very high margin products. So I think that this, in this perspective, I think that you should expect from us good gross margins, but the improvement in the quarter has been really very strong. I have to say that probably the decision to exit some unprofitable businesses in terms of special codes and the mix has really give an extraordinary result for the quarter. But you should expect from us a very high gross margin and good profitability going forward. In terms of geography, I think that Europe, we don't have a growth expectations for Europe. We think that the market will be tough, but indeed, in a tough market, we still see some very good categories, like coffee makers. And we see that the growth of coffee makers is continuing in the main markets. We have a very strong pipeline in super automatic coffee makers. Prima Donna S is delivering good growth in the high end. And Latissima Plus is proving itself a very good innovation for the market within the Nespresso range. And so we think that coffee should continue to grow in Europe, in a tough overall European market, and we should be able to continue to outperform our main competitors. So we feel that indeed Europe will be tough, but given the focus we have in growing niches like coffee, and the strength of our products, I still think that Europe can deliver growth to De'Longhi.
Are you referring, let's say, to Q4 or more in general, more qualitative comments also for 2012?
No, to Q4 as well. Obviously, I think that the markets are so difficult to read that we will learn really by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But we see we had a very positive October. We have a good pipeline of products. The deliveries are continuing nicely. So in the end, I think that the risk now would be limited in for the fourth quarter. It could be maybe that next year we might be impacted if Christmas sales will not be in line with the expectations. Then it can result in high inventory levels. And and then maybe lower sales in January, February, March. But I have to say that so far we see that coffee is growing, food preparation at a lower pace still growing, and we feel rather comfortable with our targets.
Okay. Just a clarification on you mentioned that food preparation GfK data was 4% coming from 8%. I didn't understand if 4% was Q3 or 9 months.
The 4% was in the third quarter, while the 8% was in the 6 months, in the first.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question.
It was, say, JFK plus corporate company estimations, obviously.
Next question comes from Filippo Prini from Kepler Capital Markets. Mr. Prini, please.
John, if I may, the first one, are you already entering into negotiation for procurement for raw materials for 2012, and which is your best guess now for an average cost of sourcing for 2012? The second one, giving an outlook on the next month, but also beginning of next year, which division do you believe could suffer more in case of further decrease of economical perspective? Thank you.
In terms of raw materials, we see that raw materials have already peaked in 2011 and now are trading at lower levels. Still rather high, but not anymore at the peaks. So from this we should expect maybe some recovery in costs from the peak, but still quite high and not far from the top. So we expect, all in all, some flat cost of goods sold for 2012. In terms of slowdown of the economy, we believe that for some reason our consumer goods division has proven to be quite resilient to slow down. Our products are not an investment, and therefore they tend to be resilient. They're also sometimes necessary goods, sometimes are segments which are more and more appealing to the consumers, like in the case of coffee. So what we saw is that the Longhi has proven to be a quite resilient business in tough times. Probably the professional division is more exposed to a slowdown in the economy, although I would remind you that the professional division has a very solid business also in the Far East, which will help to offset maybe lower growth rates eventually in the more mature markets.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Bacoccoli Luca from Banca IMI. Bacoccoli, please.
Good evening, everyone. Just a few questions for you. The first one is a follow is on the cost base evolution. At the beginning of the year, you guided for roughly 40 million euro additional costs, some of them related to the Forex movement. I would like to know if this guidance is still valid as of today. Then the second question regards the net working capital. Looking at the 9 months results, it seems you achieved a remarkable target. Is this the target that could you reach also at the end of this year, or should we expect some worsening on the net working capital as a percentage of sales? And finally, on the gross margin, well, in the third quarter, as you mentioned, the household division gross margin improved a lot. Could you please quantify the main drivers behind that increase, so the price increase, the product mix, and also what was the impact from the lower sales coming from less profitable product, just to understand how the gross margin moved in this quarter. Thank you.
Okay, so the first question was about 40 million, the 40 million expected incremental cost for 2011.
Right.
I have to say that when we budgeted in 2010 for 2011, we were expecting a negative impact on cost of goods sold or an increasing cost of goods sold because of the weakening of the dollar at the beginning, in the budgeting, at the budgeting time. That was expected to be at approximately 40 million for the company. Then, along the year, we found that in reality the situation was quite different. With a dollar which was protected also by the hedging strategy of the group, but with a strong increase in raw materials, and the result of the increased cost of goods sold was around 40 million, so fairly in line with the original budget, even if with the different reasons behind. Having said that, we have delivered, we have offset this through the improvement in the mix, some cost cutting, improvement in also efficiencies. So we were able to offset all that, also with incremental sales and better mix. So. For going forward, we now expect probably to have flatter or rather flatter cost of goods sold for 2012.
Is this, sorry, including the Forex effect?
Yes, yes, the total effect. With regard to the net working capital, we have, yes, very good control of working capital, particularly in this quarter. The working capital went down from 289 in 2010, September 2010, to 284. We expect now probably to potentially to have some worsening of the working capital, slight worsening. So we don't expect to have such a sharp reduction in the last quarter as last year. I remind you that last year the working capital decreased in the last quarter from last quarter from 289 to 226 with a reduction of over 60 millions. We still expect a reduction, a strong reduction of the third quarter working capital. Maybe won't be as strong as last year, but still a strong reduction of working capital. So I would say that your guess, probably on saying that the working capital levels were fairly good and difficult to improve, I would say yes, we have reached good levels, and we should be now in line with the year before, maybe a little bit worse because of more difficult market conditions for heating and some minor categories, which can result in some incremental level in certain product categories for the year end.
Okay.
But still at good levels. Then the last question, we don't have a detail about how we have delivered the margin improvements, at least to give you today, obviously such a strong margin improvement is not the result of one action. It is the result of a very successful action of many potential drivers for the improvement of the working of the margin. Indeed, we have a mixed effect, which is within product categories, less radiators, more super-automatic coffee makers, less other kitchen products, more food preparation and kitchen machines. Within the same product category, more high-end super-automatic coffee makers versus basic super-automatic coffee makers. Within capsule, less, or say more Latissima, less standard Nespresso. By geography, less sales in lower margin markets, more sales in profitable markets, like Germany, for instance. And also, on top of that, price increase effective in some of the main markets, like Italy, like England, or some other emerging markets. So it's really the result of many actions in different directions that have been possible to achieve such a strong profitability for the quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Next questions come from Mr. Maiocchi Jacopo from Deutsche Bank. Mr. Maiocchi, please.
Yes, good evening to everybody. We got three questions. The first one, if you have the feeling of the stock of your product at the trade, if you have the feeling how it sell-out is going in Q4, and if the stock at the trade is increasing or is maintaining at a standard level. The second one is about Dolce Gusto, if you can give us an update on this, if the distribution has started, when it will become to be meaningful on your figures, and if there is some evolution in your, within your cooperation with Nestlé. And the third one, if you can give us an update on the Far East at the professional division, the importance that this region has now on the division and the expectation you have on this one. Thank you.
So the first one on stock, I think it's a little bit too early to say. We all know how important it is November and then December in our industry. So I have to say that so far we don't have any sign of strong deterioration or increase in the stock levels at trade. Well, we keep receiving orders in line with our expectations. The only slowdown visible was on the heating side because of the very mild winter, but it's not worrying us too much. So I have to say that to understand really the stock levels, we need to wait for the end of December, and then we will know exactly where we stand. We'll be also guidance for next year. So far, I think we will have a sell-in fairly aligned with our expectations. The second point is on Dolce Gusto, and I have to say that we're very pleased with the Dolce Gusto venture. It's a great relationship. We started in the Scandic markets, four Scandic markets, Switzerland, Italy, and Spain. We are performing very well in these markets. We have added now also United States. We are rolling out. We know probably United States in the long term can be a very important market. It's a startup, and so it's too early to say. But all in all, it's a very, very successful venture, and we expect to gain more markets going forward. So I think that sales are good, a relationship is good, and we expect to further develop the relationship with Nestlé with regards to Dolce Gusto in the future. in the third question was about an update on professional, and particularly on the emerging market. And we have here Carlo Grossi with us. He is, as you know, the CEO of Delclima. Delclima will be the new name of the new entity as soon as will be listed in January. And I would like him to take the question to update us on the developments we expect for the fourth quarter, in particularly in the Far East.
Well, in the third quarter we had some good results in terms of sales volume, with a strong growth in the range of 20%, but also, which is for us at the moment mostly China, and this, but also we have good concrete result of our startup activities there. In this quarter, we received the production license from the Chinese authorities for our new facility to produce high-precision air conditioners for data centers, and we also received the ISO 9001 certification for the same business, which is important to compete in qualified tenders.
Next questions come from Bonfa Andrea from Banca Letti. Mr. Bonfa, please.
Good evening to everybody. I would like to have, if it's possible, an update on acquisition, and if these are, let's say, pending on the split on the spin-off of the Longhi Clima. And the second one, if I understood correctly on your guidance, let's say, or your comment on the cost of goods sold for next year in terms of inflation cost, if you basically also assume stable US dollar hedging in your assumptions, so there will be neither benefit nor penalization from the US dollar. And the third one, if you can recap the forex charges in the 9 months, which I didn't catch properly during the initial part of the conference call. Thank you very much.
Okay, for first question about acquisition, we have no news on acquisitions. We are now really focused in the last 2 months of the year in the listing of the Clima, which will be effective in January, as said before. We are obviously monitoring the market for opportunities, but so far we have nothing to say on this topic. With regards to cost of goods sold, yes, we expect a stable costs because we don't expect major improvement on the raw materials versus the average of cost we're going to get in 2011. So maybe better than the peak, but still fairly aligned in terms of average for the year. Also considering a stable exchange rate, thanks to the hedging policy that the company has put in place, mainly vis-a-vis the dollar, which is an important currency for us. Then, about the Forex results for the quarter, and I hand the word to Fabrizio Micheli, our CFO, for the answer.
Yeah, the financial charges of the 9 months are incorporating a material effect from volatility of exchange rates. To be honest, I mean, we had a bad impact on the single third quarters in terms of exchange rates due to the revaluation of the dollar against some emerging markets currencies, as already explained by Mr. DeLonghi. But if you consider the 9 months, the amount of exchange rate losses are slightly comparable to the amount that we had in 9 months of 2010. So if we have to comment on the financial charges, on total of financial charges, we can say that we had some temporary exchange rate effect from revaluation of receivables and payables at the end of September, and this effect has been partially already reverted. There is an effect in interest due to the strong increases that we are seeing in cost of funding and in spreads charged by financial institutions, and the rise in the interest rates during the 12 months. You know that most of you know that as already stated, we did not use the liquidity to reimburse the financings and the loans in place due to a prudent approach towards the current financial crisis in the market. So we have some higher interest than initially forecasted due to the mismatch of positive interest from liquidity and negative interest from outstanding loans. The third effect is higher costs of hedging. I mean, and when I say cost of hedging, I mean mainly, the forward points that are charged to on the P&L within the financial charges. The increase of this item is due to the strongly increased amount of hedging put in place by the company that have adopted an hedging strategy related not only to the following budget, as it was, let's say, standards in the past years, but which is related to the plan. So we put in place hedging specifically on the dollar, not only for 2012, but also for 2013 and 2014. So the strong increase in volumes of hedging led to an increase also in forward points charged on these hedgings, and these forward points are of course reflected in within the financial charges. So basically we don't see any structural unforeseen development other than the volatility of the markets themselves that we are trying to manage in the best way, but the management of the debt is in line with what was already represented in previous quarters.
If I may, as far as the forex charges, the temporary losses are concerned, I didn't understand correctly that there were 6 million up to the 9 months, and this will be reduced by 3 million in the last quarter. And as far as the hedging cost that you book this year related also to U.S. hedging till 2014, is that correct to assume a decrease in those costs for 2012? And if we may know the level of what level did you hedge on the U.S. dollar? Thank you.
Well, in the third quarter, the exchange rate, exchange losses due to, the volatility of the dollar against those three emerging markets currencies is about 7 million. But part of this, half of that, has already been recovered at current exchange rates. We cannot say that, what will be the result at the end of the quarter, because that it depends on how the exchange rates will move. However, if we see the charts, of these currencies, of these cross rates, we can see clearly that that movement of the dollar at the end of September was really extraordinary. In terms of hedging, of course, we cannot forecast what will be the impact of forward rates. I mean, of course, as far as the amount of hedging outstanding decreases, forward points charge also decrease as well. But, you know, the policy of the group is to protect its budgets and its plan. And in the past, the protection and the hedging strategies led to positive, always positive results. So this year we have hedged not only dollars, we have hedged basically emerging markets, other emerging markets currencies, other than, of course, the three ones mentioned before. And we hedged, you know, at positive levels, the currencies like the Swiss franc, or the Canadian dollars or other currencies when we deemed that levels to be convenient for us. So, I mean, the amount of forward points, let's say, of the cost of such hedging is strictly related to the benefits that we have on the margins, on the operating margins, and should not be, let's say, read on a standalone basis. As regards the percentage of the dollar hedging, for 2012 we have hedged a big portion of the budget, of the next exposure, and then we have implemented progressive hedgings for 2013 and 14, but we are not giving you the figures. I mean, they are however, they are below 50% in for each year.
Thank you very much indeed.
There are no questions at the moment. I remind you, to ask more questions, please press star followed by one. Next questions come at Flavio from Merrill Lynch. Mr. Shereva, please.
Hi, good afternoon. Simple question, really. When we look at, when you look at the performance in coffee, both in Latissima and in superautomatic machines, your performance is coming from selling more machines in your core markets and more premium machines in your core markets, or from selling machines into new markets and more machines into markets that before perhaps were smaller markets for you. So I'm trying to just have a sense, are you doing, continue to do well in your core markets, or are you adding markets and that therefore you have a volume effect as well, expanding beyond your traditional core markets? Thank you.
It is a bit of both. What we see is that, let's say, going to super automatic coffee makers and speaking about the success of the new Prima Donna S, we are selling many more of those in Germany, in Switzerland, and also in the core markets, but also we see growth in many new markets, or markets that are relatively small, or maybe are still small but are growing, like Czech Republic, Slovakia, Russia is growing more and more important. Also, we see growth in Netherlands. So many, let's say, growth coming from existing markets, and also growth coming from new emerging markets. Also Australia, to mention one very important market. With regards to Latissima Plus, right, this is even more important. I would say that is a rather innovative product, and so that we see a tremendous growth in Germany and good results from Switzerland, but also very strong performance in some new markets. I would probably underline maybe the success in Australia. Maybe Australia is one of the really the new markets which is delivering better results. So all in all, it's really a bit of both. We see that the good thing about coffee is that even the mature markets are still growing, and we gain also market share thanks to the success of our say most innovative products, but also we are able to grow in many new markets, which hopefully will become more and more important in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Next question is from Mr. Bonfa Andrea, Banca Aletti. Mr. Bonfa, please.
No, if I may, is it possible to have an update on your agreement with Kiko? I saw one a new product as a cooking, small cooking chef, if I may. So is that the only one, or what's the state of the art, and what are your expectations on that agreement? Thank you.
It's a good product. It's really a very good quality product. We've started distribution in Italy, so and some European markets. So the product is being rolled out, and but we have some positive signs. We don't expect to be a product that will be very impactful in the short term for the group. But again, but still a rather good performer.
Thank you very much.
No other question at the moment. I confirm there are no more questions at the moment.
If there are no more questions, I want to thank you all for attending the De'Longhi conference. Looking forward to speaking with you at the next De'Longhi conference.
The conference is over. Thank you for calling.